Blog Talk Radio.
Every one of you beautiful people, praise the Lord God, the Most High. We give you praise, dear God. We give you honor on this fire gospel experience. It is dedicated to honoring you, God, the true and only living creator God. Now, right now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with our great, wonderful, and magnificent God, our Father. And words can never fully express the joy and gratitude that we have for his precious and beautiful Son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Redeemer, Jesus the Christ, right here on this fire gospel experience. Jesus the Christ is unashamedly, unequivocally, and with no apologies declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and hallelujah, praise you for our beautiful eternal life. He's our only hope and light, y'all, for this lost, dark, and dying world that you and I are living in Jesus the Christ. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting spiritual soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. I got proof. Just stay strapped in where you are. Fire the gospel experience will light, ignite, and then fan those flames that's in your spirit. Man, woman, boy, or girl, it don't matter. So that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ, because God is not a respected person like you and I. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing in this broadcast for your spiritual nutrition and your sanctified supplementation from the book of Isaiah, Old Testament book of Isaiah, chapter 43, verses 18 and 19, where our awesome and almighty God has declared to his people that he will be the one to redeem us all, no matter what our current circumstances may be, y'all. God has passed harsh judgment on the children of Israel in the Old Testament due to their unfaithfulness. We are so blessed that God is not like us and will always be faithful to his word and to his people. We're going to talk about new things. That's right, new things coming from our gracious, loving, and kind God. My very special guest is here talking about Arkansas's very own gospel recording artist, minstrel, praise worship leader, Kenan Coleman. Man of God, Kenan Coleman is here, y'all. He's going to bless y'all because he's part of that Fired Up the Little crew that you all are just going to love. Y'all gonna keep him in your prayers, and y'all going to be blessed by his ministry, by his love for Jesus. And high energy is what that brother brings. I'm talking about praise and worship in all capital letters. And then later on in the broadcast, bringing word of inspiration is author, poet, woman of God, Vanessa J. Ross. So we have a wonderful, wonderful mixture to bring to you all as we give God praise, old school, new school, bringing it together as the people of God. Call a family member, call a friend, call a co-worker, a neighbor, anybody that's in your spirit right now that you know can use a good, encouraging word and some good old sanctified to get your toes tapping and your hands clapping and everything else to get your gospel praise on right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Thank you, Holy Spirit God, for lighting the fuse that's going to set the internet and radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire, fire, fire.
God, when will this end? blacker than ever.
I'm still
wearing my hoodie.
I still
dog in my neighborhood, riding bikes, popping willies. Nappy headed and Christian, praying for God's position. Marching for freedom while I'm outreaching the opposition. I'm hand waving and smiling, killing it with my kindness. You don't like it, you can bite it. Blame my maker, he's the goddess. Ain't no rest for the wicked. I'm out working the violent. Swing my fist at the ballot. I fully accept the challenge to be the change that I wish to see. Extending handshakes to those who throwing rocks at me. They call me sellout for saying pray for my enemies. I'm still angry, but I'm using it strategically and protesting peacefully.
Of Agape Music Group right here, that husband and wife deal, just asking God Almighty to just let that beautiful, ever-flowing love that flows from Emmanuel's vein to just let it flow like water. Let it rain down on us, God. That's all we ask. And I promise you, we will flourish and we will give you praise throughout all eternity. You tuned in to Fire, 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 the Gospel Experience, where my special guest is here. He is the homeboy of the state of Arkansas. We are just excited to represent all of the anointed people of God. This young man is a budding Christian gospel singer and songwriter. Does not seek to cater to one type of audience, and I am so blessed to hear that. His goal is that no one leaves the presence of God empty-handed. His start, like many others, is rooted in the church, a native of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, where yours truly was born, grew up in Detroit, and came back home to Pine Bluff, Arkansas in 07, and that's where I'm broadcasting Fire the Gospel Experience. But he describes his familiar upbringing as being surrounded by quartet and choir music. At the age of 5, when his passion for gospel music started, at the age of 10, not only was he known for singing, but had developed an interest in choir directing, heavily influenced by none other than Kirk Franklin and Richard Smallwood. This young man founded the Youth and Young Fire Adult Future Generation Choir, the Youth and Young Adult Future Generation. I just always got that fire up in there, y'all. Over the next 5 years of growing his organization, this young man, Kenan Coleman, gradually realized that God was preparing him to begin another ministry, his own. Kenan Coleman Ministry debuted in 2016 by a leap of faith that catapulted him into the spotlight as a solo artist. Over the short span of his solo career, he's been named the Arkansas Gospel Music Heritage Month Solo Artist of the Year in 2019, and is a multiple Rhythm of Gospel Award nominee. 2022 was the last time. His opening performing credits include artists like Man of God, Ricky Dillard, and New Generation, Kalante Gavin, and Jakayla Carr. Independently, he has released a single for 3 consecutive years, Psalm 61 in 2021, Forever in 2022, and Declaration this year in 2023. His album, Declarations, is to be released in the spring of 2023, which should be out now, and I'm telling you, it's hot and blowing up the chart. This year will mark the 7th annual When Millennials Worship Conference. This 2-day event created by Man of God Kenan Coleman is a safe space for millennials in ministry to freely worship, cultivate gifts and positions while being mentored by ministry experts. The past 6 years have aided Man of God Kenan Coleman in defining his style, sound, and reach. His prayer is for God's anointing to allow him to own any room he's in and be granted the ability to read an audience. A dualistic artist, Coleman's approach produces balance. His traditional churchy style coexists with his ability to be reserved and spiritually formed at the same time. As much as he exudes spontaneity, he also exudes control. Every delivery is wrapped in youthful energy. I'm a witness. I've seen him. Through Man of God, Kenan Coleman's ministry, you will be motivated to exalt Jesus the Christ, experiencing God's electrifying presence. And without any further ado, happy to introduce man of God, Kenan Coleman, to this fire gospel experience. Come on in the room, young man. Come on and represent Kenan Coleman. Man, oh God, what a resounding, phenomenal introduction for a young brother in Christ. I'm blessed, man of God. You have done wonderful things in the span of your ministry, and we welcome you graciously to Fire the Gospel Experience. Happy to have you,
sir. I appreciate the invitation.
Tell us, I was so happy to meet you on that day after Little Rock, Arkansas was hit with probably the hardest tornado disaster in Little Rock, Arkansas history. But the day afterwards, didn't we have church up in there? Didn't we?
Yes, sir, we did.
Amen. Listen, why don't you just go ahead and just fill in any of the blanks that left out from reading your introduction that you would like to personally share with the listening audience?
Well, I think you covered everything. I was listening while you was reading. You basically covered everything about me from start to finish. There isn't much else to really say except I'm just, you know, still putting out music that can be found on all digital outlets. And like I say, my full CD will be out soon this year, real soon.
Okay. You said I was reading that. No, man, I was going off the cuff. I was just sharing that off of memory. No, I'm just kidding.
Sir.
I was just sharing that inspirationally as it was provided for me, an outstanding introduction on your part. What I would like for you to do is if you would just kind of share with us what was your state of mind? What was your state of emotions as a young millennial in accepting Jesus Christ? Because I have met my share of millennial Christians and millennial generations that are, for whatever reason, have no interest in the Bible, have no interest in church, and certainly have no interest in Jesus Christ. So what was the most appealing thing that drew you to want to be a disciple of Jesus Christ?
Well, I first grew up in church. So my family kept me in church 24/7 from sun up to sundown. But I think I really gained a better relationship during my time of helping my dad back in, it was back in 2005 when we lost my dad to lung cancer. But during that time, that's really when I just grew closer, helping my mom and helping my dad with what they were dealing with through those situations. It just helped me to get a better, just a better relationship.
Now, when you say you grew up in the church, does that mean that you were one of the fortunate few that did not have the prodigal son, the prodigal daughter experience where we had the loving father, we had the loving mother, we had the Christian family around us, and yet still we made up our mind that we wanted to try and see what was on the other side of the fence, of the greener pastures, if you will?
Yes, sir. Most definitely. I mean, I was in church, like I say, 24/7, but I was still one that was kind of doing my own thing on the side most of the time. Not all the time, but, you know, most of the time. Because I stayed in a sheltered home as well. So they tried to keep me around them more than anything to not be influenced. But you know how things are when you're young. Around that age, I was still trying to experience everything from high school, middle school. What was this like? What was that like? Everything like that.
Now, let me ask you this. Now, being a millennial, do you feel like sometimes that just maybe some of the elder or older generations next to you or around you may have forgotten what it was like to be in their 20s and 30s? Do you think that way sometimes? And if so, what would you say to the generations that have come before you to help bridge the gap?
Well, I would first say that everybody deserves grace. That's the first thing. The second thing I would also say is that you have to remember that you were once our age and that we may make mistakes that you once made or some that you may not have made because times are changing.
Right.
And so we're open to a lot more than what used to be out there, so to speak. And so I just believe that we have to remember that everybody deserves a chance. Everybody deserves forgiveness, you know.
I believe, Brother Coleman, that a lot of us elders, I'm in a sixth decade of living, and I'm all the time. I'm not 62 years old. I've just been here for 50 years. That means I fully and fully remember what I thought, how I felt, what I believed when I was in my teenage years, when I was in my 20s, and I rededicated my life to Christ, because being baptized at 15, I thought once I was 15 that God is real. I thought that all there was to it, and then you learn a few Bibles just to know the history. I had no concept of holiness. I had no concept of righteous living. I had full concept of walking in the footsteps that our Lord Jesus has already walked before us, to walk in the very instrumental person of Jesus Christ. So when I got to my 24th birthday, I met a young lady that wanted to really be concerned about my soul. She got me back into church after being basically separated from 15 to 24. And then I started reading, studying the scriptures, and that's when I made a full commitment for Christ. And that's what it takes for those of us. So I'm glad that you shared that, that everybody needs to make room for everybody else to come into the church, because room was made for everyone else. Everybody else, a deacon, that's a preacher right now, that's been in the church for 30, 40 years, I'm sure ran into a hard-nosed brother and sister that was probably testing them. Amen?
Right, that's right.
Amen. Tell us about your songwriting. Where does your inspiration come from? And do you have tell me about your models, people that you admire, and maybe even use some of their influence to create your own influence in gospel music or even in R&B secular music.
Yes, sir. So the crazy thing is, most people tell me that I'm one that can just do a lot of good vamps or a good drive. So most times when I'm writing, I'll end up getting the vamp or the drive first compared to the verses or the chorus of the song. I always end up getting my songs in pieces. Most of my inspiration comes from a lot of choirs, like Ricky Dillard. My inspiration comes from people like Dietrich Haddon. Even though he's young, Kalante Gavin, I kind of look at him. Hezekiah Walker, Bishop Hezekiah Walker. Have the privilege of serving under this choir director by the name of Patrick Riddick and Divine Worship. So now he's like another inspiration for me as well. So it's just like a lot of choirs and a lot of soloists that I just kind of look out after, and I kind of gain my inspiration from now. R&B-wise, secular artist-wise, not so much. But a lot of choirs, maybe even a little quartet, because, you know, in Pine Bluff, we are nothing but quartet. So a little quartet every now and then.
Yes, sir. Okay. That's a good thing. Being versatile in Jesus is a very good thing. That way we can bear more fruit for the glory of God. Amen. That's beautiful. Right. I love it. Amen. Now, let me ask you this. What would you say to anybody that feels like maybe Christian music has gotten a little bit too contemporary? Do you have any comments that you'd like to express about that? Because some people are so concerned that we're letting the world slide to the church and kind of take over.
I believe it's just a way to gain everybody's attention and to just get everybody to be a part. You can't stick to the usual all the time. You have to do something different. And so the reason why gospel music is changing the way it is because, I mean, we have to reach others, and it may not be the same way it was 30 years ago or 20 years ago. It has to be different. You can't always do a holler or a squall or a good run and think somebody's just going to join in with the music. You have to have a message behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just different ways to convey that message.
Amen. It kind of reminds me of when the Apostle Paul was in Greece at the Areopagus Hill. He spoke to them in terms and understandings that they could understand. He said, did y'all have this statue and it's entitled to the unknown God? Well, let me declare him unto you. Paul was able to speak to people that were not of his same faith in their language with their understanding. And he didn't have to compromise who he is. I think that's the challenge for the church, being able to welcome people in, allow them to be who they are, but not compromising who they are and not allowing the church to be compromised in any way that is disapproving of God. So it's a work, and it takes, I think, a certain togetherness that we have to be willing to receive from one another. Tell me about this song, Forever. What does that mean, man of God? What does it mean, Forever?
So the song, Forever, basically just talks about worshiping God forever through whatever you're going through, whatever you may be dealing with. You can just give God glory mm-hmm. through whatever situation it is, and it's a declaration to just do it forever. Like, there's no time limit on it. There's
Amen.
No display of it. You know, you just do it forever. I mean, that's our heart's cry for him.
Amen. Can I share something with you guys? Share it with me.
Yes, sir.
I believe that one of the many, many reasons that God has given us eternity is because once we fully realize all the beauty of who God is in his presence, and then those angels that protected us from things that we didn't even know about. We know about the car crash. We know about the house fire. We know about the sickness, right? But there are things that we've been protected from that we don't even know we've been protected from. I believe one of the reasons God has given us eternity, man of God, Kenan Coleman, is so that we can get the shout out. We're going to get the praise out. We're going to get the gratitude out. We're going to get the dance out. And guess how long it's going to take? Yeah.
It's forever.
Forever. Your man of God, Kenan Coleman, is in the house, y'all.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, indeed. Fire. The gospel experience, that is your evangelistic outreach ministry on this platform to give God his just due praise. Glory, God has done so many wonderful things. I'm telling you, we get filled up with joy and gratitude each and every day. Wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for another day's journey. And we are blessed to be here with man of God, millennial man of God, Kenan Coleman, singing about forever, the goodness of God lasts forever, and eternity lasts forever. Man of God, Kenan Coleman, let me just pick your sanctified resume for a minute. If there is one thing that you can say that you had to let Holy Spirit God lead you, guide you, and hear you from maybe some certain uncertainties about yourself, because you know, like when you're a teenager, you have so many questions about yourself. Who am I? What kind of person am I going to be? What makes me tick? Why do I do these things? Can you share with us some things? And I'm not trying to get too deep or too personal with you, but for the sake of speaking victory, can you share with us maybe some low points in your life when you had to learn to allow, to let God grow you in certain areas? Are there some things that you could share with us that you said God had to help me with this, that, or the other thing to help you be the man of God that you are now?
Yes, sir. I would definitely say that would have to be learning who's really in your corner and who's not. I think that would be the main thing right now. Learning who's the true supporters and who isn't. Knowing who has good intentions and who doesn't. And I think that's something that a lot of young people struggle with, which is influence and, like, the wrong friends.
Yes. Okay. I got you. And that does take discernment, because there's, you know, we have this thing called conscious and intuition, but everyone does not have spiritual discernment. That comes as a gift of God with the impartation of Holy Spirit God. I'm going to share it with you because I believe in being equal. One of the things that I had to learn to overcome and let God heal me from is the simple fact of apologizing. I found it so difficult sometimes, because I went through experiences in my young life where I felt like life wasn't fair. I don't deserve this. So why should I try to pull out some energy out of my spirit, out of my mind, apologize to somebody when I have a long list of apologies that's nobody making to me? What I've had to learn is sometimes we have to take those things to God and say, God, he already knows, but just for the sake of clarity, transparency, and unity with our Creator, God, help me learn how to be humble enough to apologize. Let me not get so caught up in my own self-centered ways, and help me to decrease so that you can increase, so that people can see Jesus in me. Those are just some of the things, and there's a list of things that I'm still working on. This life is a journey. We don't never get perfection. Paul says, I have not arrived, but I chase after the prize, which is the calling in Christ Jesus to be more like him. Now, man of God, what is in the future for Kenan Coleman Ministries? What you got going on?
Well, like I say, right now we're just getting ready to release the album. I also have a Women's Worship Conference coming up later on this year. We will be planning to do in October, actually, is when we normally have it. And I'm also working on soon finishing a book that I haven't had a chance to talk about much, but a book will be coming out soon as well. Kind of tie in with that album.
Breaking news.
Right. So it'll be kind of dealing with just different things. Like I say, just signing with the album and just doing a lot of things for my current generation.
Yes, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. I know that you have some projects coming up. I know that you and I both happen to be blessed to be nominated for the Music Love Awards coming up in 2023 in August. Share with us that experience, because that was the first time that I actually had a chance to see you live at the 2022 Music Love Awards. Can you share with the people in Arkansas, Little Rock, Dumas, Pine Bluff, what that awesome event is coming out, so that we can promote Music Love Awards 2023, so that we can fill up the room and let people enjoy the beauty of God sharing his presence with us, so that they can be a part of that upcoming event?
Yes, sir. Music Love Awards is basically a platform for all independent artists, from singers, choirs, gospel rappers. I think it's opened up now to poets and authors, like just all kind of creatives. It's a platform for everybody to just kind of network and connect on a bigger level. From my experience, Love Awards has also opened up different doors for me personally. I know when I first was nominated, that was during the time when I had my choir. And then from then to now, it's just been an experience. So it's definitely something that you would want to see and something you would actually just want to be a part of. And like I say, the connection is amazing, because I've met multiple artists through Music Love Awards who I still be in contact with, who are doing amazing things, and even some who have even grown on bigger platforms like Stellars and other platforms like that. So it's a big door opener for men.
Amen. So we definitely want to give a shout out to Pastor Kevin Riley and First Lady Frances Riley over there at In His Presence Worship in Little Rock. That is their church home, and they are the pastor and first lady of In His Presence right there in Little Rock, Arkansas. And they are the ones, Lady Frances Riley. She is the founder, CEO, and the creator of Music Love Awards. So listen, we're going to be promoting Music Love Awards so that everybody that is available want to come and celebrate our God and these talented and anointed people of God right there in August in the 2023 Music Love Awards. But, man of God, I know that you have another anointed event coming up today, June the 3rd, 2023. Tell the listeners about that.
Yes, sir. Tonight here in Little Rock, we have a night of declaration. Starts at 6 o'clock at Greater Works Christian Church, 3517 Asher Avenue. And we have a lot of guests. We have Murtis Hook, who will be our MC. We have Devin Hill from Memphis. We have Brandy Ross, Roosevelt Harris, Doris Donnelly, Alexia Monet, Zatoria Curry. We have KG and New Era at a Hot Springs. And then we have my special guest, Ashley Brown Lawrence. If you don't know who Ashley is, if you know the song Amazing by Hezekiah Walker, she's the lead vocalist for that. She also has her own music out. I'm Depending on Jesus. I've Got the Victory. Things like that. So it's going to really be good tonight.
Amen.
At 6 o'clock.
At 6 o'clock. So tell me, who is going to be responsible for the carpentry that y'all going to need when y'all repair that building? Because I know y'all going to repair the whole church up. Come on now.
That's going to be God and God only, because I can't replace none of that carpet. That's going to be God and God.
Amen. We're going to take up an offering. Don't worry about it. Everything will be all right. God is in control.
Yes, sir.
Man of God, listen, I know that you have people from out of town that you're fellowshipping with, and I know that you are spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically preparing to allow God, allow Holy Spirit to use you to the fullest. So I don't want to take up too much more of your time. I know you have that beautiful time of peace and preparation that you have to go through, as well as the fellowship of with the people that you probably haven't seen in a while that love you and you love them back. So any parting words of wisdom that you would like to share with us before I play your beautiful song Declaration?
Parting words, I would just say always be yourself, be your genuine self at that. You never know who's watching, who's looking. You never know what someone may need, and what they may need can just come from you being you. What I've learned is to never try to be someone else, never try to imitate anybody else. Just be you, most importantly.
That's good.
And so if I can tell anybody anything, even a young person or an older person, just be you, use your God-given talent. Don't try to mimic anybody else. Don't try to wish that you had what somebody else has. Everything is for you and you only.
That's
like,
right.
God made you for you, you know,
Amen.
For you.
Amen. I rang a bell on that, good brother. Man of God,
yes, sir.
How can you be reached for booking? How can you be reached for booking? And then your social media contacts so that my listeners can continue to follow you, support you, be blessed by you, as well as be a blessing to you. And then where your music can be downloaded so that we can financially support you in your ministry.
Yes, sir. So my music can be found on all digital outlets. That's iTunes. I think they still have Google Store. You can look me up on YouTube. Keenan Coleman. I have Declaration Forever and Psalm 61, Lead Me to the Rock, that is out. My booking information, 501-993-6080, or you can just email mkcbooking@gmail.com, and that's where you can find us. And like I say, tonight, I just hope to see y'all tonight at 6 o'clock at Greater Works Christian Church, 3517 Asher Avenue in Little Rock, Arkansas.
Amen. Well, you know, the world says break a leg, but what we say is let God fill you up and use you to the fullest, man of God. Thank you for joining me on
yes,
the Fire
sir.
Gospel Experience, man of God. Anytime you feel that fire burning in your spirit, you know how to get in touch with me. Say, Brother Ron, I want to share with the audience on Fire the Gospel Experience because God has given me a special message to share and some music, and I'll be more than happy to have you come back. I'll save a seat for you, man of God. Keenan Coleman, how about that?
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Man of God, Keenan Coleman was in the house kicking down the doors that Satan tries to block for us in the beautiful name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. Amen. We support our elders. We support our millennials. And we support everybody that's in the middle. That's everybody. That is the body of Christ. Here is my special guest continuing to minister us in such a beautiful way. Man of God. I'm trying to tell y'all, Keenan Coleman, God has a work for you to do, young man. So you just continue. Please continue to just let God use you in the beautiful way that he already is, and you will see God do things in your life that you had no idea he was able to do. You're tuned into Fire, the Gospel Experience, where we are just letting God have his sanctified way. Feel free to tune into this Fire Gospel Experience broadcast every Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 12 noon p.m. Central Standard Time, and then 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's East Coast time, y'all. So we just get our praise on. We ain't shy, and we ain't braggadocious, but we will give God his just due praise because he got it like that. He deserves our highest praise. Amen goes right there. My good brother, Keenan Coleman, is here to do nothing else other than to bless your lives and to help you be glorified in your pursuit of godliness, in your pursuit of holiness, while we just give you praise, honor, and glory, Father God. We thank you. We give you all of the praise and glory, not just now, not just for show, not just for anything other than glorifying you and your holy name. We bless you now.
Y'all get up for my sister Mildred. This is our declaration unto you.
Declaration unto you.
This is our 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 declaration unto you.
I'm Lady V, founder of Praise Him More 24/7 commercial-free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
With my special guest for Word Up Inspirations, Woman of God, Vanessa J. Ross, coming up on Fire, the Gospel Experience, Part 2. So don't you go nowhere. We'll be right back at you. My God, God is doing a new thing. Ain't he? Yes, he is.
You can try. Come on, man.